This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All gone. You're like, ooh, where'd that come from?
I didn't know that had happened.
There's another, or you could, you know. Yeah.
Or you're getting old.
Or you have a partner that Make stuff happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey,
yeah.
A lot of people have a partner that makes stuff go away. Not the other way
that's
around.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Let's see.
Yeah, how am I doing? I'm furious.
I've
never been more angry.
Well, are you going to save it for what's bugging you?
I forgot.
No, because what's bugging me has nothing to do with why I'm furious.
No, but
what's bugging me is pedestrian. What's bugging me is a number of things. One, I'm going against Blind Squirrel over here in fantasy football. And he had his bucket go off for 36.
Mooney.
He doesn't even know that he's on his team. Daryl Mooney? David Mooney?
Darnell.
Thank you. Now you know.
Should have had about five more points.
I know.
Off of his chest there at the end.
Fade the Dibber. I'm on Tampa, and my guy can't even hold on to the football.
Man.
All you have to do is not fumble, and you win the game.
Yeah.
And shout out whooping cough.
That's what rookies
you
do.
You cough it up.
Wow.
Yeah. And additionally, I'm on Prize Picks, thanks to you.
Yeah.
And you know what? Secretly, I love Prize Picks and use the promo code GURU957.
Look at my guy.
And I'm having a lot of fun with it. But I decided, you know what? I'm going to do little Prize Picks on the baseball yesterday. And so I go to, I'm going to go Lindor over a half a hit. And he leads off the game with a hit. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, ready.
And I combine that with some bum on Milwaukee getting, it was over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. The cleanup hitter. He's dead to me. And he gets a hit, his first at bat, and I can't even scratch out one more. And then I'm thinking, all right, you know what? We might get extra innings. The Mets have ducks on the pond.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso. Oppo Taco 3-2
is incredible.
Mets win 4-2.
That was a great moment.
And so I was mad.
My neighbor had Mets money line.
I was really mad, but then I thought about it this morning because Mark, you know, the show thread, whatever, we're going back and forth, and it had me feeling for Ken some type of way about those moments, Goo.
I called him.
Last night.
Yes.
You called him.
I wanted to share. I wanted to just, it was about him, but I was proud I knew a Met fan because Dibs, that's what I've been trying to tell this man
that's
for 4 hours.
Stuff, dude.
It's sports,
that's
man.
That's the stuff. Yes.
And he goes, why would you call him? Why is he happy? Fans care about it sometimes more than the players, Willard. I'll just leave that there.
A late home run to flip a game in the playoffs.
Dude.
In the ninth.
And the announcer said
two outs away.
This may be Alonso's last at bat as a Met. And the next pitch.
Not anymore.
Taco.
Yeah.
Oh, the dream is still alive. The math works. I checked on it.
Yeah.
And the Giants can still get Pete Alonso.
Because he wants to come here and have that be a double off the wall.
Well, what's so funny is about that, guys, if we've seen the boppers make this park look small. I know, Guru, they're going to play 81 games. We saw Otani.
Where's our Otani?
Judge.
Where's our Judge?
Who else did we see?
Where's our Soto?
Oh, my, that ball's still going.
Soto off of Duvall.
Dude,
good
two
God.
Of them. So I'm just like, is it really the park?
Yes, because you like you're spotlighting like the four best home run hitters,
the ones you want, but
you know, and so they make everything look small,
man.
And the rest of the baseball players don't. So
they did get outslugged by their opponents at Oracle Park this year. The Giants did.
Oh, wow.
So the opponents came in and hit more homers than they did. I think it was 71-63 was the number.
Oh, wow. That's something not, like yeah, that. But
outslugged in your own park.
Not a great home run hitter's park, no matter how you slice it. No matter who's
not a great home run hitting team, no matter how you slice it.
What did you make of our convo about the quarterback situation?
Wow, I thought that was actually really fascinating in a bunch of different angles. Can I start with... I'm just trying to remember all the pieces of it. Guru, you have to take Lamar Jackson over. He's a two-time MVP. You have to. I'm not going to let you not take him over Kirk Cousins slash maybe.
But am I holding the postseason metric? Does that count too much on my metric?
Probably.
Because that's what's knocking Dak out. I don't believe those two guys will ever win it.
All right, so.
So I'd rather go with
Cousins is 1-4 in the postseason.
Yeah, okay, but Penix hadn't even got a bat yet, I'm excited about that possibility.
If Zay Flowers doesn't fumble at the one, how do you feel about Lamar? They're probably gonna play the 49ers.
But 2 years
in the Super
ago,
Bowl.
He played on Saturday night in Buffalo, and he was terrible.
Yeah, like okay. I mean, everybody's got.
But
a bad
do you think
game.
Lamar can win one?
I do.
You
absolutely,
did?
Absolutely.
Lamar Jackson
win a Super Bowl?
Yeah,
sure.
Sure. See, but you know, if that ain't it. He's just saying that for the. I don't believe you believe that.
Well, I mean, who can win a Super Bowl? So Lamar is, what, 6 years now into his career? So he's got 10 more years. So in his 10-year career, there will be 10 quarterbacks who win a Super Bowl. So if you want to go ahead and slice that pie 10 ways, can Lamar get one of the 10? Sure. Is he, I think Patrick's going to probably win one or two more. You figure Josh is going to get one. Josh Allen, he'll probably get one.
I'm with you on that.
I'd bet on Lamar before Josh.
Oh, not me.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's got a better team.
Well, they were the number one seed last year.
But Josh is better than Lamar.
The Niners and Ravens both missed their shot last year.
So if you've got 10 more years of Lamar, and how many of those 10 is he going to win? If I put the over-under at a half, would you
actually
take the over at a half?
I don't want to sound like I'm battling myself. I would give Lamar probably less than 10 years as an elite quarterback because of the way he plays. I don't see Lamar being able to run like this when he's 37 years old.
You give him 8 then?
But that said, why aren't we looking at this in the other direction? If you're going to make it all about winning a Super Bowl, well, then you've got to tab the word greatness on a bunch of quarterbacks that we think are mediocre. Like, are you telling me that Nick Foles is better than Lamar Jackson? Is Brad Johnson better than Lamar Jackson? And the thing about Lamar that I love is not just we talk about his individual greatness, but he's got a team that's going to have some sort of a shot at it every year. That's what it's. I feel the same way about Brock.
Yeah.
Sure, throw Josh in there. Obviously, Patrick. Like, that's what I don't even know right now about Joe Burrow, because I'm not sure about that team.
But Dak, you would say, Goo, I feel you on that. He's played his worst football at the most inopportune times, which have been the playoffs.
They're a weird squad, because they're just like, whatever comes out of the NFC East in recent years, they're not that
good.
Well,
now you got a new star maybe being born in Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are buying it.
I'm totally buying, and I buy the idea that they're going to win the division. I don't think the Cowboys and Eagles are very good.
No, I'm with you.
I just don't even think they're very good. Okay. Anyway, that was one piece of the conversation.
Well, we also put Hurts in there, and he took Cousins.
I took Cousins.
I agree with him.
Dan Hurts.
I agree with him.
Oh, my gosh.
I agree with you.
Like, I think that's over. That's just me.
You know what we're talking about, right, this?
No, I missed it. I heard about 15 minutes of my Michael Penix talk, and I changed it to music.
15,
I'll be honest.
My man.
It was at least a lightweight 10. And I'll be honest, when I come in, I'm an audience member, and I listen, and 9 times out of 10, I'm captivated. But today, it was like, you guys are arguing about Michael Penix, and I thought, you know what? This might be a music
day. We were in agreement,
though. No, I was in.
Yeah.
I wanted to back, Steiny, I wanted to have your back when E-Dog and Guru were ganging up on you.
They
were ganging up on you.
Giving them the business.
Yeah.
Here's where it came from. Yeah. I'm just watching the Falcons last night. Obviously, they acquired Cousins, then they drafted Penix, and everyone's like, that's stupid, whatever.
High pick.
And I'm like, you know.
I get it. Yeah.
I just feel like, you know what? If you're. These quarterbacks who are drafted high are such a flip of the coin. In a perfect world, you know what? That's a great situation. He doesn't have to play right away. Like, and so you bring Cousins in when he's ready to play. You do something with Cousins.
What's the one NFL organization that I'm going to say in our lifetimes? It's not true, but let's call it 20 years. Okay, in the last 20, 25 years, what's the one NFL organization that has never, not for 1 year, had a quarterback problem? One team.
Green Bay?
Yep. And what do? They draft quarterbacks in the first round and shove them on the bench and tell them, we'll call you when we're ready.
Like the idea of Mahomes getting drafted with Alex Smith there. Okay, when did Andy Reid, do you think, decide or figure out, you know what? Okay. The kid's got to play now.
I think that was the plan to do one more Alex Smith year.
They lost second, a playoff game to Tennessee at home, up 14-0, and blew it.
Yeah, the division winner at least.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that was the plan all along. This one might be a little bit different. Like, here's where, I got what Guru and Evan, I got what you were saying, which is you could have used that pick on something else.
Right.
Right? However, you also don't know that that would work. That player could be a bust. And there's nothing more important than the QB. There's nothing more important. So we don't know if they hit on Michael Penix, but if they did, and Kirk is old, remember also coming off an Achilles, so there were question marks about that readiness, it potentially could work out beautifully.
Well, no doubt.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, well, that's just how I feel.
And you look at the other part of it, which is Atlanta feels like they have a lot of pieces around a quarterback. So you have a veteran quarterback come in with Drake London and the aforementioned Moody, and you have a good running back, and you have a great tight end, and you feel like in your division, which is not super strong, you can make headway with a veteran quarterback, so you do it. You do it now, and you hope that Penix is ready next year or the year after, and that's okay. And you look at Carolina, they drafted a guy number one overall.
He's just not it, though. Yeah,
He's not it, but they're not it. And the Niners tried a similar thing with Trey Lance.
But Andy
they moved
Dalton's
up and drafted Trey Lance, and Trey Lance wasn't it.
You're right.
And they were lucky that they were able to pivot to Brock Purdy. So you look at a lot of these teams, and you draft a guy who's not it, and the Bears had Justin Fields, and was he not it, or were they not it? Well, it looks more like a Bears problem than it does a Fields problem, so I do think that it's a two-way street. The team has to be ready, and the quarterback has to be ready for it to work.
But if the quarterback is going to be a mainstay, I just question, nobody cares, New England. Why is May not out there? Like, for Brissett and what? Not that he can't teach in the
rules. Because their offensive line is awful, and Drake May might die.
They're not ready to win.
They're not ready to keep him alive.
That experience helped Drake down to when they are ready.
Well, some people would say it would take all his confidence
Troy
away.
Troy Aikman went 1-15. Right. I know that was years ago.
Most guys now, unless you are, it's situational, right? If you're the number one or number two overall pick, you're probably going in right away. I know Drake was, three or four? But you have a team that has no designs on anything this year. So, and if they in camp, if they felt like Drake was ready to pop, then he plays. If they feel like he's not, then you wait until you're eliminated. Let Jacoby have half a year. Drake will start at some point this year. I have no doubt about that.
All right, got spiders? ATCO Pest Control is here to help. They specialize in eradicating those eight-legged intruders with precision and care. Don't let spiders take over. Go to ATCOPestControl.com and reclaim your space. It's the What's Bugging You segment, ladies and gentlemen. Who wants to start?
Pibbs, you're hot. You said you had something.
I'll start. And it's very simple. It's actually not so simple, but it's probably too highbrow for the majority of the audience. But what's bugging me is the Electoral College. And in the Electoral College, the way it works is every state votes for the president. And for the majority of states outside of Nebraska, and I believe Maine is the other one, Steiny, correct me if I'm wrong, as I'm trying to riff here on the Electoral College in real time, whoever wins the state, you get all the votes. That is not representative of the way it should be. In other words, if you take a state like Georgia, a swing state, if a party gets 50.1% of the votes and the other party gets 49.9%, the winning party gets all of the electoral votes. The way it should be is you get the percentage of electoral votes available based on how many votes you got. For example, California will go Democrat. And I think California's got 70, let's call it 70 electoral college votes. I don't know if that's the number, but the Democrats will win. The Democrats will get all 70 of those votes. But in fact, the Democrats will only get 2/3 of the total votes. So for me, you should only get 2/3 of the electoral college votes. But the way they work it is, in every state other than Nebraska and Maine, if you win the state, you get all the votes. Therefore, it is not a representative vote based on any state and any population. It's a joke, and that is why we have electoral upheaval in this country, and that's why our republic is on the brink. That's what's bugging me.
Wow.
That was like a real issue.
Dude, go ahead, send that. Send that to the government.
I'm going to talk about global warming when you two are done.
You won't.
What's bugging me is...
Hot out there.
Be honest.
All right, Goo. What's bugging me is when you just can't leave the show in the studio. Like today, we'll go out and spend time together.
Right.
Please don't say to me, Steiny, can you believe how good Brock Purdy is?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Today, when we're out, can you please not say, Steiny, what if McCaffrey doesn't come back?
Wow, man. What about Fred Warner's ankle?
He's reading off his notes right now.
Dude, you made me laugh out loud.
Let's just
loud
leave
today.
Right off the bat?
When you started screaming at him about having to drive 2 or 3 hours to deal with him,
I was losing it.
Oh, my God. I was laughing so hard. That was incredible.
Can I go?
Please.
All
sure.
Right. Steiny, I don't think you believe that. But I won't talk shop. I'm not at work. I just love my job, and it's... is life.
He and I have had this conversation like years ago. Okay, we'd get together on the weekend, and I would have to put up the stop sign and say, "Dude, can we not do shop talk? Because shop talk is too easy."
Okay. There's a difference between shop talk and then like, "Hey, who's a new person in sales. That's
okay,
different.
Okay, all right, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's creepy as well.
Born and raised in the Bay Area.
Creepy.
Diehard sports fan. What's bugging me? I'm going out tomorrow with all my coworkers and friends to Cal, Miami. I'm going to be a part of that. Some think I ain't going to make it. I'm there. And I just hate the Bay Area's reputation when it comes to college athletics. Like, we don't care. I figured it out. And I figured out that we really haven't had Billy Badasses around. When Cal played Duke in the NCAA tournament, it was electric, Kid Murray. We just don't get the chases and the top quarterback. So I think that has a lot to do with, oh, the Bay Area don't care about college sports. When was the last national championship we had football? It's never happened under my watch. So I feel like layoff. We do care. We just haven't had that team or guys for fans to gravitate to it like they do in Bama or you know the big places.
And yeah, not like Aaron Rodgers, never.
No, that was an outlier.
Or Marshawn Lynch.
They were four, but come on, Stoddy, you know what I mean.
Andrew,
that team,
Oliver Luck's kid.
Wasn't vying for a championship. Or come on, man.
We're not a college area.
Willard, I believe we'll support. And I remember going to see Todd Litke with Stanford.
I am waiting for Dibbs to say UCLA number one. We won't support
Lorenzo Romar. Like, we care.
Yeah. Romar.
We just don't.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
You know,
we hadn't had the guys.
This is the sneaky part about the whole dissolution of the Pac-12. And I know the Pac is back, Mark. I know that you're going to be excited. I mean,
looking for two and a half years when they start playing again. I'm hoping that
Boise State and Eastern Washington, boy, the Pack is back.
I canceled the network's funeral. I canceled it. I'm not going.
The sneaky upside of this conference realignment is this. The U is here, and these games now matter nationally, and because they matter more nationally, they're going to matter more locally. And I do think that Justin Wilcox is doing a great job at Cal, and I have a back and forth with a lot of Cal people, and the Calgarithm is a real thing, and it's woke versus coke, and I love that tagline for that.
That's clearly the first time he's ever heard it.
Christians versus convent, 30 for 30.
No, it's woke versus coke is the way they're tagging this game, and I think it's absolute brilliance.
You hadn't heard that yet?
No, of course not. He's not on Twitter.
Yeah,
he's not. The only social media he's on is the Pony Express.
That's not bad.
Thank you. I'll give myself a three. But I do think that the realignment and bringing in ACC schools is going to help because you're going to get, like Cal basketball, for example, you're going to get some real opponents instead of, don't miss the Beavers at Haas Pavilion. Miss me with that.
Is Duke coming?
I have to check the schedule, but you play him twice.
But the U is here tomorrow.
I know.
The U is here.
U is here and game day is here. You think it's a coincidence?
Wow.
No.
And
it's cause and effect.
UFC's teams over the years in Cal and Stanford, please, we would support it just like they do USC. Come on, man. If we had that talent here, the place would be flooded.
False, because we've had that. And
when?
Well, and I was doing I was doing the homework yesterday. The last game that was this big in college football was when Stanford took on Oregon, and they had a guy by the name of Christian McCaffrey as their running back, and they were number 5 in the country, and Oregon was 10, and you know, since then, it's been mostly whispers and tumbleweeds in college football. So we love it when it's big, and I know Cal fan, you're always there, and I respect that. And you know, last year you started selling out games again. This Saturday, tomorrow is going to be awesome, and I look forward to your report on Monday.
Yeah, I've always actually respected that about the West Coast and just bigger cities in general. No, it's whatever the sport is, or even if it's a non-sport. Like just show up. Everybody shows up if it's an event, and if it's not, we won't. We're not going just because there's nothing else happening in a 75-mile radius. Mm. So let's go to the Nebraska game and have it be the biggest city in Nebraska whenever there's a game, even though they're 5-5. Like, no. Be an event,
and we'll be there.
We'll go. But at 3rd and King, if you want to give us 5 years of no stars, guess what? Attendance is going to fall. You can blame COVID for 18 years if you want, or you can make a change and start trying to do something differently. About us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all West Coast cities, for that matter.
All right. What's bugging you, Mark?
My stupid one is this. I am mad at myself for losing interest in what are good stories in the name of fantasy football. In other words, I don't like it anymore when people who I've never heard of score. That young man cried last night, and I sat there, I'm like, I don't know who you are. Why didn't Drake London or Darnell Mooney score?
Wow.
Somebody's fantasy game should have just flipped on that.
Yeah.
And this kid's running down the middle of the field, and he's crying on the post-game interview because he made good on his op. He said it about three times. I got an op.
Was that the only play he played?
No, he had two catches in the game. That was one of them.
And who was this guy?
I don't know.
Hoge or Hodge?
Yeah, Hoge.
This is great.
Hoge. I've never heard of him. And the fantasy footballification of the world, I'm sitting here looking and going, that's great that you're crying, but could you have helped somebody's fantasy team out? And I feel bad about myself because of that.
Yeah. And that's,
I love it.
Because my daughter was sitting next to me, and she's like, oh, look at him. He's crying. That's so good.
Because if it were Nick Sirianni, you guys would have made fun of him.
Well, he should be crying.
He got his own problem.
Yeah. And just before you go.
Just a song.
We fixed the overtime rule in the postseason, but we can't fix it in the regular season.
I agree with that. They've got to make that the same.
Of that game? Come on.
Everybody, that game was insane.
Just go to 10:30 this. Come on, stop.
Are you telling me you were not entertained by that football game?
No.
That game was awesome.
A quick rat.
And I lost the game.
One of these days.
Atlanta had no business winning that game.
Well, I mean.
4th and 15 backed up. You go for it. You throw a pick. And then you get another.
I'll stay for a minute to talk about that.
By the way, that wasn't the fumble. That wasn't the fumble.
That's correct.
They just paused. Yeah.
But when it was happening, I was like, what are you doing?
Yes.
And I know it worked out. It maybe shouldn't have. But I think he did have a method to his madness. Why he was going there. Because by not going, so
all three timeouts,
right? So they punt, and it's out of the 20.
But they got lucky that they put, because Tampa had to go backwards.
No doubt,
got the ball in field goal range.
But clearly, he was like, if we go for it and get it, great. If we go for it and miss, they're going to be at about the 25 or 30. They're going to be in range. We still need to stop anyway. To win the game with the touchdown.
Or even a field goal doesn't...
The delay of game before the field goal, they should have lost.
I almost
feel... They're celebrating and getting
I almost feel
game.
Like he was thinking, if we kick it down to the 20, one first down, we're done. But if we give... But if they get the ball at like the 25 or 30, it's like, what are they going to do? What I mean? You got to just run three right
dibs. Come on.
He'd have gotten crushed. If you think about... This is how you do it. Put your emotions in it. Pretend it wasn't the Falcons. If that's Kyle Shanahan, you're down three.
Dude.
They're waiting for him at the airport.
2 minutes to go.
They're waiting for him at the airport.
And you don't go for it? You have to go for it.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes, the Falcons. You've got to go for it.
Well, that's the one thing that, Kyle's conservative, Kyle's this. It's like, actually, he's almost over-aggressive late in hand, he'll take the ball at his own 5 with 40 seconds to go because he thinks they can go 60 yards in 32
seconds.
He's
got a quarterback you trust now.
Atlanta.
But you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, he's not running out the clock anymore.
No.
And in fact, it's at least once they got the ball and they got stopped too quickly. So they had to give it back.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It is the
weirdest. To win a game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
One of these days, it's funny you say that. The Atlanta Falcons are 3-2. Go look at their games.
Twice.
They should be 0-5.
No doubt about it.
At least 1-4.
At least 1-4.
No doubt about it. That Eagles game, winning. Last night, no business winning. And they won, they hit a 58-yard field goal as time expired
to
win.
Young Waco. So,
pay the price for that. Everything comes back to the
game.
Just before you run out of here, and you're going to love this because nobody's going to mention this but me in this market, but when Atlanta gets the spike to set up the field goal with 1 second left.
God.
Watch the referee on the play sprint through the pack and spot the ball one-handedly. It's his job, but very few officials would have showed that degree of hustle. And watch the center, too. The center looks left. spots it, and the umpire sprints through and touches it up so that your boy,
so had he been lollygagging, that doesn't even get on.
Had he been a 66-year-old white guy, they never get that playoff. Watch the referee on that time.
It's been a great year for referee athleticism.
It was elite officiating.
Remember Minnesota when they beat the Niners secondary down the field?
You had me looking for the dude. We got
some serious...
We couldn't get his name, man.
Dude,
was he booking?
Watch the clip last night. This man, through the line,
and he does like a little
split step,
like he's running through the airport, and people are in his way, and he's like had his suitcase, and he kind of lays out
because he's got to touch it up for the ball to be spotted.
He was booking Stoudy.
Yeah, anyway,
it was good. It is one of the
speaking of booking.
All right, whoa, you stayed late.
2:14 on 95.70 game. Have a great weekend, everybody. Seriously,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.